coming up on Friday night, December 7th, it's going to be one cold night. And it doesn't matter really what the temperatures are going to be. That's what it's going to be called, one cold night. Amy Windsor is here. It's an event that Amy is taking part in. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Tell us what one cold night is and why you're a part of it.
Yeah, so One Cold Night is an annual fundraiser for SAY, or Social Advocates for Youth, and they're a local organization that helps find housing and, you know, warm beds for our Sonoma County's homeless population, especially the youth aged 12 to 25 is kind of their target.
12 to 25,
yeah.
And it's hard to imagine kids, in that earlier age being out on the streets, but they are.
They are, and based off of the 2018 homelessness or homeless point in time count, I believe the number is 515 Sonoma County youth who spend every night outside.
Every night. So
every
the
night.
Effort on Friday night is to have a little of the experience that they do every night?
Yeah, so we're trying to raise funds and awareness for SAY so they can keep doing the great work that they do. So as a sleeper, I've been challenged to raise $2,500, which I met that mark last night, actually.
Oh, congratulations, Amy.
Thank
That's
you.
Great.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to stop fundraising. All the money goes directly to SAY. I got a nice email that let me know that $2,500 pays for 3 months of therapy for these youth.
For these kids.
Yeah. So it's nice to know, to kind of have that tangible.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, this is what that money goes to.
So people all over Sonoma County are going to be, that wouldn't otherwise, are going to be spending the night outdoors. Are there specific areas that you're going to?
Yeah, so I believe there are 6 sites, 5 in each district and 1 in Santa Rosa. I will be in the West County site, which is the Forestville Fire Department. So SAY, they will give us a sleeping bag, they'll give us a tarp and a t-shirt, and then they'll send us on our way.
Now, do you come prepared with your own stuff, or what's the deal there?
So they have told us to dress in layers, but that we're requested to not bring any luxury items. No tents.
No pillows.
No pillows.
Wow.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, it's not the same experience that people deal with this every single night, but it does lend a whole new authenticity when you do it yourself, when you experience it yourself.
It definitely does. And I know that a lot of us will be kind of documenting during the evening to let people know what it's like. And I'm looking forward to spending the night with some other local leaders, local policymakers, just to talk about this experience and see what we can learn from it and move forward from there.
And local leaders are taking part in this.
Oh, absolutely.
Really across the county. I'm not sure what Sebastopol is doing.
Sebastopol, now Mayor Nisa Hinton, will be participating in the Forestville site, or on the Forestville site too.
That's great. I know that Supervisor Susan Gorin will be taking part in the same kind of thing in the Sonoma Valley area. And it's a good idea. I mean, we think we know. You know, we do our best to raise money at galas and, you know, events which require all kinds of shoes that we don't like to wear normally, I'll tell you that. but this isn't having an actual experience. Again, really a taste of what it's like to spend the night outdoors. And what are you expecting from it?
Well, I'm expecting to be cold. But I don't know. I guess I'm not really going into it with any expectations. I just kind of want to have an open mind as I go into the experience. I expect to be cold.
Yeah, everybody is going to be cold. And fortunately, it looks like the forecast is, you know, there's no rain.
Yeah, that's
in the
nice.
Forecast, which is one thing nice. And you're going to be nearby the fire department?
Okay. So we'll be, I think, taking over the parking lot of the Forestville Fire Department. And hanging out there for the night and sleeping there.
And what made you want to support this particular cause, Amy?
So I think Social Advocates for Youth is just a really great organization. As I was telling my husband, you know, I didn't really know about them a year and a half, 2 years ago, but now that I'm working for the county as Supervisor Hopkins' field representative, I have gotten to know the organization a lot more with their work in the homelessness task force that Supervisor Hopkins set up. It's been really cool to see the progress over the past 3 quarters, so pretty much this past year of, hey, we've housed 6 youth, hey, we've housed 7, hey, we've housed 19, all in the lower Russian River area. It's fantastic, and it's really inspiring to see that not only are they working on finding housing for these young adults, these children, but they're also, especially within this homelessness task force, connecting with other social providers and you know, expanding these children or the network of these youth so that they've got just options. A little bit more.
Yeah. Options, yep. Options, options. Because, you know, what happens a lot of times is, you know, as we age, especially if you start out at that tender and very important mm-hmm. age, being homeless and having that experience, learning how to navigate through that, you know, for the people who've been homeless for years and years, it's a tough circumstance to break. Mm-hmm. And all of the people in the county who work on this issue will tell you that number one, there aren't enough places to go.
Right.
There aren't enough beds, that's for sure. And also, there's a certain segment of society who've been hard at it for many years who find that, as I said, a tough habit to break.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, getting kids young and having them, you know, not harden into that, you know, ongoing experience will make a difference. That would be great. Well, Social Advocates for Youth has been around a long time.
Since 1971.
Yeah, 1971. Mm-hmm. And they have done such good work when it comes to the youth in our community. And how many people are going to be in your sort of area in Sebastopol spending the night outdoors?
Well, so it'll be Forestville, and I want to say between 8 and 12. I can't remember the list exactly, but a good handful of people. And the reason to do it in a, you know, kind of public area is to raise awareness, and, you know, as people might drive
by,
yeah, they'll say, oh, what's going on there? So
yeah,
that's the awareness part. And then, yeah, so I think it'll be interesting.
Well, in your fundraising efforts, you've already raised consciousness about this issue.
I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm wondering what has been the reaction of friends, coworkers, family, etc., to the idea of you doing this.
Well, they say, why? my 4-year-old, especially, when I was telling her about this, she goes, but Mama, why yeah. are you doing this? And, you know, it's hard to tell her, well, it's because not everybody has a place to sleep. You know, that's a big burden for a four and a half year old
yeah.
to shoulder. But I think it's also important to let her know that, you know, there are people who need help and we can help them. And so that's been a very immediate response. I think she's not looking forward to me being gone on a Friday. But
well,
that's
of course,
all right.
She's not looking forward to her mom being gone. What do you think?
Yeah. But the rest of my family, they've been really supportive. Coworkers have been supportive. It's been really nice to see just the response. One of the my husband, he is an animator and a director, and so he recorded me, and we did a couple little kind of PSAs. And what was really cool was to see how much those were shared, because I know that means people are getting to know what Social Advocates does, that, you know, 515 Sonoma County youth sleep outside
yeah.
every night, that you know, that there is something we can do. You can help by donating to SAY and to this fundraiser.
One night, one county, one mission. It's called One Cold Night, and it's coming up this Friday night all over Sonoma County, trying to raise awareness about the kids who are on the streets and homeless and sleeping outside, living and sleeping, we should say. Mm-hmm. Amy, I'm glad you're here. And if I weren't on vacation, I would be right there with you.
Awesome.
So we'll see you next year out
right.
there.
That sounds good.
And that is Amy Windsor, and she is a field rep for Supervisor Linda Hopkins, and will be taking part in the West County version of One Cold Night.